Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Sydney Noir, edited by John Dale. Published by Bryo Books in 2018, today's book is all about stories of crime in Australia's largest city. Sydney Noir is a short story collection in a long-running series from Akashic Books, featuring cities all around the world. And now it's Sydney's turn. The book is divided into three parts: family matters, sex in the city, and criminal justice. In a city best known for its photogenic beaches, famous bridge and opera house, Sydney has no shortage of stories of gritty crime and noir. The anthology shows that there's more to life than glamour in Sydney. Now, there were three standout stories for me in this collection, and I'll talk through all three of them. Firstly, The Passenger by Kristen Tranter, set in Bayside Balmain. Rob has returned from London and is invited to the birthday party of an old girlfriend, Virginia's father. Years ago, Virginia dumped Rob for another man, and now that man has gone missing without a trace. Rob is reacquainted with Virginia's little sister, Skye, now precocious and a wild child at 14. At a job interview with a famous photographer, Rob runs into Skye again, naked and drugged in the man's studio. He takes her home, but within the day, Skye's fine, and Rob wonders what else this 14-year-old has seen. The Passenger tells of the lost and damaged rich in Sydney. People without direction, numbing themselves with booze and drugs and sex, tearing each other's lives apart without a second thought. The second story I really liked was In the Dunes by Eleanor Limprecht, set in Maroubra, which starts with Marnie cruising hard rubbish with her dad in his ute. Marnie's mum died a few years back, and her dad is struggling to understand his teenage daughter. She's retreated into food, getting bigger and more sullen with each day. Practical Alf tries to connect with his daughter. He's used to fixing things, but she shuts him out. Until one day they hear sirens, and the nightly news tells of an incident in the dunes near their home. In the Dunes is about a father and daughter, both grieving and trying to make up for the loss of the woman who united them. It's also about shame and the terrible things shame can lead you to do. And the third story I loved from Sydney Noir is The Pattern Maker by Julie Coe. Ryoko is an ambitious fashion designer, but still working as a pattern maker in a factory, but she has big dreams. She's noticed a man lurking around outside her flat come workshop night after night, and one night she sees him masturbating. She calls out to him and they start up a conversation. He's looking for someone else, the woman who used to live in the flat, Ryoko's friend Kathy. Ryoko and the man strike up an odd friendship, but he's still obsessed with the long gone Kathy. The Pattern Maker is about ambition, obsession and delusion, and the lengths people will go to make their dreams a reality. So if you like gritty crime, wild teenagers, gay drug dealers, family, beaches, red light districts and dysfunctional families, I recommend Sydney Noir, edited by John Dale. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.